Praise God. Wonderful to praise the Lord. Amen. Great time of worship and just wonderful to worship the Lord together. Can I just encourage everyone, just before we get into the word this morning, about our conference. This is your conference, your church conference that we are having here, which is a wonderful privilege next week. And we're a part of this church we call Grow Church because we're serious about growing into everything that God has for us. So if you haven't already registered, today's a great day to do that. You can do that on the weekend when it starts Friday night. Remember, there's Kids Club Friday night, so primary school kids are catered for Friday night. There's a program for primary school children on the Saturday afternoon as well. And so we start Friday night at 7:30 and 2:30 we come together. We have some sessions. We have a meal together and then a meeting again in the night. It's all included in your registration. So if you haven't done that yet, make sure you do it. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a privilege as a church that we're hosting our own conference. And Pastor Fue is the national chairman of the CRC in Papua New Guinea. There's about 2,500 people in the church there. There's about 600 churches or more that they oversee there. Powerful ministry, so it's a great opportunity. And I know that you're serious about wanting to grow in God, and so I know that you want to be there. Make it a priority to be there. I know some organize their holidays and people organize themselves so they can be there, and I encourage you to do that. Make it a priority in your own life. And praise God, I'm going to use my iPad today, praise God. For those who didn't know, the church presented me with this a couple of weeks ago, and I think I've almost worked out how to fly it. If I suddenly go blank, it just means the screen has, and I don't know what to do. But let's just pray before we open the word. Father, we just come before you, Lord, with hearts of wonder of the great love that you have for us. So we just honor you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you want us to grow. And Lord, as your people, we want to be faithful and diligent about the things of God, Lord. And we just want to honor you with every part of our life. And so, Lord, as we open the word today, Lord, we just pray that you speak to each and every one of us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to keep talking along our theme this morning. As we know, our theme is about kingdom reign. And our theme, scripture that we've had all year, which is this. It says, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises, every promise. Every promise. There's not one promise that he'd give to someone else, but you're going to miss out on. He's faithful to every promise. The Lord is faithful to all his promise and loving towards all he has made. And that's been our banner scripture this year. But what I want to speak about this morning particularly is about us being the King's ambassador. We've spoken about the kingdom of God. We know where the kingdom of God is. We know what the kingdom of God is. We know where the kingdom of God is. We know when the kingdom of God is. We know things about the kingdom of God. And I want to talk to us now about being the ambassador for the King, being the King's ambassador. Because it's an amazing privilege that we have, an amazing call that God has put upon our hearts and upon our lives. Matthew 21:14, it says this, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And so once the gospel has gone out to all nations, every people group, all of the people have a chance to hear about the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the end will come, not before then, not because what's happening in the economy or what's happening in the world and the violence and the things that we see in nations and things. It's not, the end's not going to come until the gospel is preached. The kingdom of God is preached in the whole world. And that's one of the ways where it says in Peter, 2 Peter, it says about looking forward and hastening the coming of the kingdom of God. We can do that by actually speaking forth and proclaiming the things of God. But I want to speak today particularly about us being an ambassador. The noble and high calling that you have upon your heart and upon your life, which if we grab a hold of, it changes everything, the way that we think, what we do, how we live our lives. So we understand what a privileged position that we stand in as an ambassador of the King. And the main passage I want to look at today is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and starts down in verse 17, which is familiar to many of us, and going down to chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. And this is what it says. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Well, praise God. We come into the kingdom of God. We're born again. We have a new life. We have a new hope. We have the promise of eternal life. We have a full and abundant life. The old is gone. The new is here. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ And we know that it's because of Jesus Christ, because of the cross of Jesus Christ, we are reconciled to our Father. But then it says he gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. And so no one can ever say, oh, I'm not sure what my ministry is. Well, this is what it is. You have the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling people that are cut off from God, that are apart from God, that are separated from God. You have the ministry, you have the job, you have the task of bringing people into relationship with Jesus Christ. He's given us that awesome responsibility to do that. Gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. What an incredible responsibility that we have. What an incredible privilege that we have to reconcile people to Christ, to bring them to the Father through a knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. You have a ministry and you have a message of reconciliation. It's the ministry you want to talk about, you being an ambassador for Christ. You have a ministry, but you also have a message, the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Now just think about that for a moment. Christ's ambassadors. As if God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. And I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, and now is the day of salvation. What an amazing passage this is, and that's what I really want to share upon. That we're actually going to get a heart of something here today. Because you can't live your life like everyone else. You can't get caught up like everyone else, because you are an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What an amazing privilege it is. Even in today's world, to be an ambassador for a nation is seen as a wonderful privilege, a wonderful opportunity to be someone that goes forward and represents a sovereign nation to another kingdom. And to we representing the sovereign nation of our Lord Jesus Christ and representing to a people that are not of the kingdom of God, who don't know him, that they might come into a relationship with them. The thing about an ambassador, when an ambassador goes forth, an ambassador goes as if the person that he is representing, the sovereign nation, the sovereign that he's representing, as if he himself was present. And so if you ever wondered if Jesus was to come back again, we know he is coming back again at the end of the age, and those who believe him will be caught up in the air. We know that. But Jesus doesn't come and walk among us on this earth now himself, but he does via you and me, by his ambassadors. We are his ambassadors. And we go forward and do exactly what Jesus would do as if he was there himself, because that's what an ambassador does. An ambassador acts and speaks and does everything as if the sovereign was there himself, as if Jesus was there. If Jesus was at your workplace, if Jesus had your job, if he was, how would Jesus do your job? Well, he'd work pretty hard. He'd do a fantastic job. Particularly if it was a carpentry job that you had, he'd be very skilled at that. But when Jesus was there, he would be telling people about the kingdom of God. He would be preaching at every opportunity in such a way not to alienate people, not to cut them off, not to push them away, but he would be speaking with an authority, but speaking the love of God to them. Some people would receive Jesus, some people wouldn't. That's exactly what happened when Jesus came and walked among us. But in your workplace, he is represented because you're there. In your family, Jesus is represented because you're there. And so it's if you think, well, if Jesus actually physically came into my home and saw, my relatives saw him, then they would come into the kingdom. Well, he's already got a representative, and it's just as if Jesus was there, is how an ambassador is sent forth. And an ambassador goes forth to make the will of the sovereign known. That's what their job is. That's what their job is, to make the known. They're there and they represent in all things, in all things. Everything that is concerned, all of the concerns with the sovereign, everything the kingdom is concerned about is what their concern is. And that's what they represent him in. And the thing about being an ambassador is an ambassador just is one that is sent forth, is commissioned forward. And every one of us that are here every one of us that are hearing this, we're all ones that have been sent forth and commissioned by the King of Kings. We are therefore ambassadors to Christ, as if God himself were making his appeal through us. What an amazing responsibility that you have, that I have. We are ambassadors of the King. What an amazing privilege that is. What an amazing responsibility that is. It's scary in a way that I'm representing the King of Kings in my workplace, and I'm there to execute and to bring forth and to declare the will of the one who sent me in my workplace, in my neighborhood, in my school, wherever I am representing as if Jesus himself was there. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and he sent us. Jesus says in John 20, 21, it won't come up, but he said, "Peace I give you, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Jesus was sent to represent the Father, so much so that when Philip says, when they say to him, "Show us the Father," he goes, "What are you talking about? You look at me, you see the Father." And he sent us in such a way that when people say, "Well, if I could see God, if I could see Jesus, I'll believe in him," well, we've got his representatives. We are representing him in that place. Matthew 28, 18 and 19 says, "And Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority is in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.'" So the sovereign King, all power and all authority, is saying, "I now investing that in you, and I'm saying, go and make disciples of all nations. You represent me. You go as if I were going myself. And you're going with the same power and the same authority that I would go with." That Jesus came, and see, that's why he gave us the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives. Because if Jesus went there, amazing things would happen. If we went there knowing the power and authority that we have in Jesus Christ, that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about it this year. If we went forth knowing that and standing in that, what an amazing thing it would be to see so many people come into the kingdom of God. And so we are sent because we've got a ministry. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. So, "Oh, I don't know what God wants me to do." Well, I'm telling you today, he wants you to represent him, to represent the sovereign King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as his ambassador. So when you go to work on Monday morning, tomorrow morning, you're going there and the ambassador has arrived. Okay, you might not pull up in a stretched limo, and you might not have little flags with little kingdom crowns on your car when you arrive, but you are an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's something about that, that he has given to us that ministry of reconciliation. And if we don't represent him, then we're not doing our job. We're being called, we've got that ministry to represent him as his ambassador. The thing about an ambassador, that when an ambassador is sent forth, the ambassador just doesn't go there, "Hi, I'm Joe Bloggs." The ambassador goes and says, "No, I'm actually Joe Bloggs, the representative of this sovereign nation." And when we go forth, you don't just go as Chris Colley. I don't just go. I actually go as Chris Colley, the ambassador of the eternal King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when you go to work, that's how you go to work. When you go to school, that's how you go to school. You go there as his ambassador. And the thing about an ambassador, when an ambassador goes, he goes with the full weight and the full authority of the nation behind him. And so you don't mess with an ambassador, because if you mess with an ambassador, you're actually declaring war. And that's what we begin to stand in the authority we have in Christ. The devil begins to realize, I've got to be scared of these guys. I've got to watch out for these guys, because if I mess with them, I'm actually declaring war. And the authority and the weight of that sovereign power will come against me. And so we have the authority of the throne of heaven behind us. Do you understand that when you go and speak forth and when you declare God's word and when you stand, just be the person you're called to be, you have the weight of the throne of God behind you. What an amazing thing that is. And for them, it is really a declaration of war if the representative is mistreated. And so if you get messed with, there's a war goes on in heaven. If you stand, say, "I represent Jesus Christ," And the devil is scared of us if we go forth knowing that there's a kingdom that we represent is far more powerful than anything that the devil has. And so we have an amazing authority that go before us. The legates that went out from Rome, they went with the full knowledge that they had the whole Roman Empire behind them. And they came and made a representation on behalf of the Senate that sent them out from Rome. You mess with them, you don't receive, there's actually, you're in trouble because there's massive armies, there's strength, there's might behind it. We have incredible power and might behind us. We have the throne of heaven behind us. And a wonderful example is that I see with David and Goliath. You know, when the children of Israel were there and Goliath had taunted them continuously 40 days, every day the ritual of running up, oh, we're scared, and running away for 40 days. And David says, what are you guys doing? Little David, little shepherd David, little shepherd boy David. He says, you can't understand that. How are they intimidated by this Goliath? And when David stands up and says, yeah, I'm the man, I'm going to stand up, and he gets his little rocks in his sling, he stands there and he says, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father of heaven, in the name of God Almighty, who you have defied, I stand this day. And he stood there, not as little David, the shepherd boy with a bunch of stones. He stood there with the authority of heaven behind him. And he showed Israel that you don't stand just as a little soldier there. You're standing with the power of God. And a mighty victory was won. And the Philistines were all defeated because of that. So there's something that we have when we represent our Lord, this incredible authority that we have in our heart and in our lives. And so you need to understand that. We don't go forth with fear and trembling. We go forth knowing that God is with me. The empowering of the Holy Spirit was within my life. And I don't have to be afraid, because I am an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has chosen me for that high office. The other thing to understand is that it's an amazing, awesome high rank. It's a very high rank within a kingdom. And ambassador is a high-ranking authority that is sent forth on behalf of the kingdom. It's one of great dignity. The ambassador that goes there is representing, and they're going to get an idea, well, what is this country like? What are the people like? And the way they're going to judge that, the way they're going to assess that, is they're going to look at the character and the quality of the ambassador. And when they see the ambassador, they say, I wonder what their customs are like. Now, are they a violent people? Are they an aggressive people? Well, what kind of people are they like? What is that kingdom like? What is the king like? Because they're not living in that kingdom. They're living in their own kingdom. But you go there and we're representing the king, and they're going to look at our lives and they're going to have an idea about what the King of Kings is like and what his kingdom is like because of you, because of me. Because they don't live in the kingdom, so they can just see us who are going forth representing the ambassadors. So it's one of great dignity, and it's one of awesome responsibility. Sometimes we can take it very lightly. We miss the calling, that ministry that we have of reconciliation, and we get distracted, we get diverted from all of those things. But there's something that is an amazing responsibility that we carry on our, and it's something that God doesn't put something on us that he doesn't enable us to do. He gives us the power of the Spirit of God to help us to move forward. And there's something therefore about our character that has to be really important. So you're not the one that's there with the loose chokes and the loose lips at work, and you're not the one there that people look and they think, oh, well, that kingdom's not really much different from ours, is it really? Their attitude to work, their diligence, how slack they are. Well, no different really from anyone else. The things that come out of their mouth, maybe that kingdom's really not a lot different. But when they look at us, they say, no, hang on, there's a righteousness, there's an integrity there, there's a sincerity there, there's a compassion there. There's something about you which makes the very kingdom that you represent attractive to me. And that's the position that we stand in. What a thing to represent the King of Kings in your workplace, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your school, wherever we are. What a wonderful thing that is. What a responsibility. Writing about these ambassadors, Dionysius, he said, they have the powers of a magistrate to execute authority, to execute the will of the sovereign, and the venerable character of a priest. So there's great authority, but then there's a character that's attached to that authority that we need to develop and grow. That's why we want to grow, because we have an awesome responsibility, and we want to do that faithfully, and we want to do that the best that we can. But at all times when an ambassador goes forward, there's something about them, their character is paramount. That's why God is so fussed about our character. That's why he cares if you're sloppy in your life. That's why he cares if you, you just don't represent him well, because you're his ambassador. That's why character. That's why it's important that we pay our taxes. That's why it's important that we don't cheat and steal and lie and do whatever, all of the things that people in the world do, because they're going to get their perception of what he's like, his kingdom is like, as it looks. So integrity and character is something that we all want to grow and continue to develop in them. The other thing about being an ambassador is that an ambassador is explicitly bound to also to only obey what the will of the sovereign is. Only do what the sovereign tells them to do. They're not there for their own benefit. It says, this is what I'm giving you the commission for. This is the ministry that I'm giving you, and this is what it is. And I want you to go forth, represent me, and I want you to make known my will. And nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. It's what he wants us to do, something that he's called us to do. And so they're bound to obey him. That's why obedience is important, that we obey the one who sent us, that we live a life of obedience to him and to his ways and to his word, so that we're able to faithfully represent him. And we seek to honor him. Above all is to bring honor. The ambassador isn't there to say, look at me, everybody. The ambassador is there to say, look at the king whom I serve. See how magnificent he is. See the glory of his kingdom. See how wonderful, how expansive, how majestic is his rule and his dominion. How awesome is his love. How faithful are his ways. How true is his word. And began to represent him and speak him forth in such a way to bring him honor. And the thing about an ambassador, the ambassador isn't there for their own welfare. The ambassador isn't there just looking after themselves and to see what they can get out of the job. As his ambassadors, it's an amazing. Just imagine this for a moment. Just imagine that this is the king. And the king calls his chosen ambassador, one that he chose. He handpicked him. Handpicks this ambassador. We've been all handpicked. Every one of you were handpicked by the Lord himself. And he calls this ambassador and says, come before me. And he says, oh, I'm sending you. And let's use a human example. Maybe we can relate to it. Let's say I'm a king and I want to send my ambassador to Rome. Right? Rome was a pretty big place and ruled basically the known world or something. And I'm a king and I want to bring a message to Rome. And so I get my hand-picked, hand-chosen, the one I knew that was right for the job, which you are right for the job, we're chosen. And then he comes before him and he tells him and he sends his ambassador out. So the ambassador goes to Rome and he's gone for maybe 2 years. There's a bit of travel involved. And a couple of years later, he comes back and he comes before the king and the king says to him, he says, well, tell me, how did you go? And the ambassador says, oh, it went absolutely brilliant. It was fantastic, absolutely wonderful. They have this place there called a Colosseum, and I went along there to this Colosseum, and they had this wonderful thing going on. There was Carltonists versus Collingwoodenists, and they were there, and they had this big, massive battle. Carltonists triumphed. It was quite amazing, and I absolutely loved it. And then they've got this other place called the Hippodrome. And I tell you what, they got these V8 super chariots and they were just rolling around there and it was absolutely brilliant. And the other, there's another thing they got there. They've got all these baths there. They've got these ones which is called a Caldarian, which is really, really hot. And you jump in that and you feel like you're cooking, but then you jump straight out of that one, straight into the Frigidum, and you jump in there and it's icy cold. And oh, it's a big shock, but then you go in the Tepidum and then you just, Tepidarium, and then you lie in there and it's beautiful, nice, warm, perfect water. Oh, it was Matt. He said, oh, I can't tell you how many baths I had when I was there in Rome. Just luxurious. Oh, it was just absolutely amazing. We got to get those. It's just awesome. Absolutely fantastic. It was a brilliant trip. Absolutely amazing. And then the king says to him, he says, yeah, but what about the message? Oh, well, look, there's so many things there. so many things to do. You'd be amazed at all the wonderful things, all of the things out there. I was just flat out all the time. I was running here, I was running there, I was doing all this stuff, and I was just flat out, I was busy, and there's just so many things to do and so little time, the pressures of time, and it was all upon me. And then the king says to him, it says, did you deliver the message? And then he stops for a moment and says, well, look, I was pretty busy. there was a lot of things happening and a lot of things going on, but I bought you a souvenir. And some of us are probably a little bit like that. We're an ambassador that's been sent out. And we're in the world, but we're not of the world. See, the Romans were very smart. They sent someone to be a consul who becomes a proconsul, who'd go out and become a governor of an area. Every couple of years, they'll bring him home. Because if they get too comfortable living in that, they forget who they're representing. They forget. They start to live like them. They start to be like them. So they didn't want them. They wanted to realize, hang on, you belong to Rome. You're not one of these others. And so they would recall them just to remind them who they are. That they're not of that kingdom. They actually represent. So often, some of us, we get so caught up with all of the other things in life, all of the pressures in life, and we get caught up doing so many things, and there's so many things to do, an endless array of things to do, experiences to have, places to see, all these wonderful things, and we can get so caught up and so pressured, and then we forget that we're his ambassador. We forget that. And some of us get so caught up in the other kingdom of the world that that world begins to permeate our own thoughts. The things that the world needs suddenly becomes the things that I need. Things that the world want suddenly becomes the things that I need. The world's priorities suddenly become my priorities. And in the process of all of that, I forget who I am. I forget who he is, and I forget what on earth I was there for, why I was sent forward. And some of us can get caught up in that. And we've got this incredible commission upon our hearts and upon our lives, and we just forget that. We forget who we are. We forget the one who sent us, and we make every excuse. And at the end of the day, we stand before the Father. He says, well, how did you go? Did you deliver the message? And we say, I got you a souvenir. I got a nice house and a nice car and made in China. But God isn't looking for a souvenir from you. He's not looking to see all these things. He's not looking for that. He's looking to find out whether you're faithful. Did you represent me well? And most importantly, did you bring the message? Because that's what you're there for, to bring forth the message. Did you say the things I wanted you to say? Did you speak forth the things I wanted you to speak? Did you tell them, or were you so caught up in everything else that you forgot the message? You forgot what I was sending you there for? See, the thing about this is that there's a message that we have. We've got the message of reconciliation. You have that call upon your life. You've got the ministry, but you've got a message. Don't forget the message, because you forget the point otherwise. As I said, God's not interested in a souvenir at the end of your life, of your travels. Oh, this is a little thing that I bought and what I collected. And the question is, were you true to the message? Did you represent me well? That's a question we'll ask. Did you represent me well? But most importantly, did you speak the message? Did you let them know? Did you tell them? Did you tell them the message? And it's an amazing message that we have. It says, we are Christ's ambassadors, though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now, it's interesting. It's almost a contradiction here, because when an ambassador went through, an ambassador who knows they're backed by the king and the kingdom would go there and quite able to make demands upon, say, this is what you need to do. And to say, you need to get saved. You need to, because if you don't, you're going to cop it. And almost like, turn or burn. Well, that's not what he's saying. That's not how he's saying. He uses different words there. He's saying, as an ambassador, making an appeal through us. He's saying, we implore you, pleading, talking, trying to help them to understand that God is a gracious God, a loving God who is full of love and full of grace and so much wants to be reconciled to them, be in relationship with them. And that's the message that we have. And the Lord is encouraging us to do that. We're his ambassadors. That blows my mind to think that I am an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blows me away. In some ways, it terrifies me because I want to be faithful to that. But I know he doesn't ask me to do something that he hasn't equipped me to do. And I know that there's an authority that he's given me. And I know that I do have the power of the throne behind me. I know that I'm full of the Spirit of God. And I know that I'm able to faithfully discharge that as long as I don't get caught up in the wrong kingdom. As long as I don't live like the rest of men who don't know the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a message to proclaim. And it's not one that we come with arrogance or with violence or demanding. It's a pleading and pleading with people. Get saved. Give your heart to Christ. You don't have to live in the destruction of this world. You don't have to live with the consequences of sin and the ultimate consequence of sin. You can be reconciled to God. You can be in relationship with him. And so that's amazing truth that we have this morning, that we're an ambassador from God. Just check your own life. Have you got so caught up that you forgot, number one, that I am an ambassador? Or number two, have we forgotten just to deliver the message? You say, Lord, send somebody else. He said, no, I handpicked you and I sent you to represent me and you to speak forth the message. What an amazing privilege that is. What an amazing responsibility that is. And I believe God just wants to encourage us. Let's get about the work of the kingdom. Let's let people know. In your workplace, if Jesus was doing your job, people would know something about Jesus. They would see who he was. They'd see the love and the grace that was in his heart. See just that he wasn't like everyone else, but there's just a love and a sincerity, a compassion, a warmth that just flows out of his life. But Jesus is in your workplace because you're there. He's put us there. He's put you at your school. He's put you wherever you are to represent him. What an amazing thing. What a responsibility. And I believe God wants to remind us this morning, don't forget who you are. Don't forget what kingdom you belong to. You're not of this world. You're in the world, but you're not of this world. I've sent you, even as Jesus said, even as the Father sent me, I am sending you. And we've been sent forth. We've got a ministry. We're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And we have a message. Let's be faithful to discharge that message so that when we come before the Father, we say, Lord, I was faithful. I represented you well. To the best of my ability, I've represented you and I've proclaimed your message. Some people didn't receive it and some people won't. That's the tragedy. But many will. Many will find the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, even if we have found that. If we're just faithful and proclaim that message to the Lord. I just want to read this final scripture, which is really a cry of Paul's heart as he prayed this prayer. It says, I pray also for me. So let's be diligent about prayer. We're encouraging people. Let's be a praying people, because I tell you what, this responsibility, I can't do it in my own strength. I can't do it on my own. I need to rely on the Lord. I need his grace and love upon my life. And so I need that. I need him. He says, pray also for me. This is the Apostle Paul. Says that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should, because I'm an ambassador, and that's what he wants us to do. That's the task that we have. And so my encouragement this morning is, know who you are. Know that the Lord has sent you. He handpicked you, chose you to represent him, to be an ambassador. Know that his power is behind you, that the authority of the throne of God is there. You're not a weak person that is overcome by life's problems and things. We're going to cop it because we're in the world. There's a lot of rubbish out in the world. It won't overcome us. We're not going to get discouraged. We're not going to allow that world to overwhelm us, because we know our citizenship is in heaven. We know who we represent. We know our heart. We know our life. We know what eternity is all about. We've got these things secure in our life. And the awesome responsibility of representing the King with dignity and with grace, and to always be prepared to give an account of the hope that we have, but always to do that with gentleness and respect to let people know. But don't forget the message. Don't get caught up in the world. God doesn't really want your souvenir. Oh, look what I've amassed, Lord. Look at all these things. I've done all this stuff, Lord. Look what I've done. Did you deliver the message? Did you deliver the message? So Paul said, pray for me. And I think we need to pray for us. And let's pray. Let's stand and let's pray that we might do our job as ambassadors fearlessly as we should, knowing who we are, knowing the mandate of heaven that's upon our heart and upon our lives. So let's pray. Fathers, we come before you now. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you love us. First of all, Lord, that you love us. Lord, that we've been chosen of God, the creator of heaven and earth, and of the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, that you chose each of us. You called us by name. And you said, I want you. I want you to be my ambassador. I want you to represent my kingdom. I want them to see what I'm like. I want them to see what my kingdom is like. Lord, that's amazing. Lord, that you chose me, Lord, that you chose us, each and every one of us, Lord, that we've been chosen of you. Father, you gave us that ministry of reconciliation. And Lord, you've given us the message. Father, we want to be faithful, Lord, in discharging this, or to bring the message. Lord, to declare the word, Lord, to carry ourselves with the dignity as someone in such that honor and station has been given, Lord. Lord, that we're not going to be worldly and do the things the people in the world will do, but Lord, we're going to represent you well. But Father, this day, Lord, that we're going to determine that we're going to boldly, fearlessly deliver the message, Lord, with love, with grace, with respect, Father, to implore, to plead, to let people know they can be reconciled with God. So Father, I pray for us. Pray, Lord, for every one of us here. Lord, every person, Father, I pray, Lord, that we will be ones who will stand in this calling, Lord. And Father, that the kingdom of God will grow remarkably because there's ambassadors that have been faithful to the call. Ambassadors that didn't get caught up enjoying the other country, Father, Lord, but ones who remembered who they were and remembered the message that they had to proclaim. Father, let us boldly proclaim that. So Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you know our weaknesses, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you help us in our weakness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we sometimes feel that we're lacking, but Lord, you remind us, no, you've given us everything we need, Lord, to faithfully discharge this wonderful blessing, this wonderful task that you've given us to do. So Father, I pray, Lord, even as we stand today, Lord, let there be a new realization of who we are, Lord, that we are ambassadors of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and Lord, that we're going to speak your word boldly as we should. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever our workplace is, I want to bring each workplace before you here. Lord, each school or university that's represented here, Father. Lord, each home, every family, extended family that's represented here. Father, every neighborhood that's represented here, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that there is someone that has been sent to them, someone that's been sent to represent you. Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that each of those that have been sent, those of us that are here, Lord, that we will stand in that place. And Lord, that we will, with love and with grace, deliver your message. Lord, that they can come into your kingdom. They don't have to be subject to the world, even to the wiles of the enemy. But Father, I pray that now, Lord, stir that in our hearts. So let us be determined this week, when we go tomorrow, Lord, tomorrow morning we go as an ambassador. On Tuesday morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every day of our life. But we stand as an ambassador representing the sovereign King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We just thank you for that now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. You